Teddy Marker, the lost daughter of you guys. Let's get right to it. Action!
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D. You can only Ryan 680.
I'm Andrew at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, who bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, Angela. To finish up our reviews for the year, thank you so much, guys, over there at Netflix for giving us a press access to The Lost Daughter, which opens up December 31st. Right before the new year, January 1st. And if we do not see you by then, guys, happy new year to everyone out there. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather right now. So, yeah, it's been crazy over here. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. What did you think of this movie, Angela?
I mean, so going into it, I think I kind of saw a little, like, preview that Netflix does beforehand when you look on the title. And it was really interesting. It definitely framed it as, like a drama. Something to do with a woman struggling with her own issues as she sees this other family.
Yeah.
All on vacation. So it's definitely piqued my interest. And I like the actress. I think Olivia Colman, great actress. So I was really excited to see this film. My gosh, it definitely, although I understood what it was about, it took a different take than I originally thought.
Yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised. Like it went down like a rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, like it was a little intense at certain points. But you're right, it was a drama. And I know you had mentioned one of the finer points was it was Maggie Gyllenhaal's.
Oh yeah, my fault, guys. Again, I'm under the weather. Maggie Gyllenhaal's first directorial debut, ladies and gentlemen, right here, the first movie for which the film description is, a woman's beach vacation takes a dark turn when she begins to confront the troubles of her past. So, in regards to that, you know, great things that you mentioned right there already was we see a lot of past trauma that has really progressed in her life as when she was younger, and now it takes a toll on her now. And we see that a lot in this movie, and she does it so very well, Olivia Colman. She does it beautifully where I feel like, again, though, I feel like Maggie didn't even have to tell her anything. I felt like it just naturally came out.
Which being is a funny mother, because it's about being a mother. So the main character, Olivia Colman, plays a mother who she even says at one point she's a natural mother. So it's her reflecting on her life as a mother as her kids are growing up. And it's triggered because she's at vacation and she sees this big family and she sees a girl, Dakota Johnson, and her daughter.
And it
triggers these past memories, like you say, past traumas, things that she's reflecting on of how she was as a mother growing up compared to this mother she's seeing on the beach.
And see, this thing could become so relatable because she calls herself, I think, a selfish mother. And see, though, here's the thing. Again, I can't really comprehend that. And, you know, but in a sense, when you're following her in this movie, you really have this relationship with her just like, dude, that sucks. Like that struggle is real. All that crap is real. And it's like you want to pursue your career, but you have to be a mother. And then you question it.
And that's one thing that I would like to point out. They did it well because in society, that is a struggle women with careers have. Not necessarily men, but women.
Yeah.
They're often seen as they're supposed to be giving up their careers to take care of their children. Mm. And she, as her character, she gets, as she's growing up, with her kids are growing up, as they're smaller, she has to essentially choose. Like, does she pursue her own dreams and opportunities that present to her, or does she give it all up for her children? So that's the struggle we see in the past reflections of her life.
And we see that. So this is actually a book first, of course, you know, and Maggie even goes on, Gyllenhaal, she goes on and says it, like, she really fell in love with this book. She fell in love with this story. Speaking of kids, one of our cat kids. You really fall in love with, she fell in love with this story, this whole aspect of it. And she even said it, as being a mother, as being a woman with a career, with all that engagement, it just really progresses this movie so much. And I loved it. I loved watching how this story unfolds. So if you're expecting action or anything like that, it's not that kind of movie. This is more of a strong drama, and it really holds accountable to that. And You know, we get Ed Harris in here too. We know him from a lot of stuff. Truman Show recently that I rewatched again. And Peter Skarsgård. Okay, Peter Skarsgård comes in here as a supporting role. And man, he does a good job, dude. Like he, I don't know. It's kind of hard because it's like I always see him as the villain so many freaking different times. I see him as the villain so much. I enjoyed him in this movie. Was this the film that we needed, Angela?
I think so. I think yeah. It definitely sheds a new perspective on,
shows you know, a new light into motherhood. The shadow. Yeah, into the shadow of motherhood and all and that.
I really liked it. I mean, I know you said you can't completely relate 100%.
Yeah.
But I felt, I appreciate that you followed the story and you liked it how, like this new perspective.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I did. The way it unfolded, the way that we see the character struggle in the past and still in the current time as she's older now, she has her kids are grown up, they're adults now. Mm-hmm. I really like seeing that bounce between the past and then the present and how it affects her present after watching being on vacation watching
young
this
lady,
other
young lady. And then later and see that's the thing is that like you really follow with her and here's the thing, she doesn't really tell the story, it's more we visually see it unfold and it's very very more brutal and more emotional aspect
raw?
And it felt very emotional as far as like I mean I'm you know obviously we're not parents but it's like you emotionally feel that connection already with her and it's like you follow I mean is she supposed to love her kids, is she supposed to question that love for her kids, is she supposed to love to wanting to be have a career in her life? It just so many questions arise that have never really been addressed in a movie like this before, and this one Maggie Gyllenhaal really does an amazing job at that, and it addresses all those questions. I loved it, brilliantly done. I would say, yeah, very 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 enjoyable. Rate 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Angela, what are you give this rating?
I give it a solid 7 because it gave a very interesting perspective. Like you said, it raised a lot of questions. Like during the film, she had mentioned to Dakota Johnson's character, this young mother she saw that reminded her of herself. You know, what was the time, how she had left her children alone for a few years to pursue her career, pursue other interests. Yeah. And how did it feel? And she's like, well, it felt amazing. So, I mean, are we supposed to feel that way? Do you feel, you see, she feels guilty for that. And, you know, and it's really crazy to see all these emotions as a mother. As a mother and how it affects her current life, reflecting on everything again, like I said. It's really cool to see. And I think Olivia Colman does such a good job in that. Like, she is such a great actress. I love her. Dakota Johnson, too. I really just love all the cast. Their chemistry together was great. And I feel like this was a stellar performance by Olivia Colman.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed it so much. Definitely give it a 7 as well. You know, I really enjoyed The Lost Daughter. It really gives us perspective again, just being a mother. Again, I there's nothing comparison to it or anything like that. But if you were to watch something close enough, I would say this is probably the close enough film that would give into like the raw emotional aspect of that level. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys, to any moviegoers out there. Be sure to check out this flick because this is definitely a work of art right here, I would say. Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'm excited to see what more she's going to do, right? I mean, I'm
excited where she goes from here.
Yeah, let's see her do an action flick. Charlie's Angels. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, let's sky's the limit with her. And you know, it's funny because Jake Gyllenhaal, it's kind of funny because it's like, okay, dumb me didn't know that they were brother and sister because it's like they have the same last name, but I've been in those situations. Let me put it on comments down below if you ever been in situations where it's like the actors and actresses are the same last names and they're like have no relations and they're just and
I mean, yeah, sure, but it's not a, you know, very common last name, so I mean, yeah sure, but
that one isn't.
But to be fair, at least I don't think they look too similar where I'm like so I agree with you. I didn't catch on right away. I think I googled it at some point like, oh okay, surprise.
Yeah, because Maggie Gyllenhaal, the one I could think of, you know, The Dark Knight, you know, and when we see her that a lot in there, you know, obviously she replaces Rachel, she replaces Katie Holmes in as Rachel in The Dark Knight. So but besides that, it's just like, you know, I've seen her in other stuff, so it's not like she's not known, you know, that sense. And it's really cool to see her take on this directorial debut. I'm excited to see what more content she's going to put out. And yeah, we recommend this movie, guys. Put on comments down below. Maybe you did not like this movie. Put on comments down below. Maybe you loved it and tell us why in the comments down below, guys. Give us a thumbs up. You like a review. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
Amanda, that cat lady Ange.
And thank you guys for sticking with us. I do apologize if we do sound a little muffled or we do sound a little sick because we are. A little, yeah, we are. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, guys. Check y'all later.